Respecting my own boundaries, because my boundaries are only about me. Sit or lie somewhere comfortably, taking some moments to get into a really comfortable position. Because to get into a really comfortable position, you need to pay attention to what's comfortable for you. Some of us are not in practice when it comes to noticing what is truly comfortable for us. If we make decisions that work for us, we're not being selfish and we're not being pleasure seekers. Sometimes we have been trained to be so out of touch with what is comfortable for us and with what works for us that we spend a lot of time doing things that are exceptionally uncomfortable and that don't work for us in order to please other people. So take this opportunity to just listen to your body, tuning in to what feels right for you. And begin to relax your body, relax your feet, relax your legs. Feel all of the muscles in your legs gradually relaxing. Bit by bit. Your arms relax, your shoulders relax, your hips and legs relax, all of the joints in your body simply become looser, more comfortable, more tranquil, peaceful. You feel your muscles relaxing. All of the muscles in your back, shoulders, and neck become soft and relaxed. Peacefulness flows through you, from your feet all the way up to your head. Allow your gentle focus to turn inwards. And notice if you're holding on to any tension or stress inside. If you notice any anxiety or tightness within, guide your gentle attention and focus there. And just be with that place, whether it's an organ, a muscle, or an area in your body. Don't fight the stress or the tension. Simply notice and sit with it. And now that your body is so peaceful and calm, you can allow yourself to be gently guided into the world of your imagination and in your mind. You leave the room that you're in and the building that you're in, and you walk down a wide path to a beautiful building. It's not large and it's not small, but this is the building of your boundaries. Right on the door of the building, in a beautiful plaque above the door, the name of the boundary that you are respecting with the inauguration of this building. The boundary of Look at the name of the boundary and feel good as you have named it. Within this building, your dream boundary comes true. Within this building, it may have one room, it may have 10 rooms. It's your building to choose. You decide exactly how your boundary is manifest in your life, in this particular area. So you walk up to the door, looking up at the name of this boundary building. And it's your home, your boundary building. Maybe you open it with a key. Maybe it is locked with a combination. Or maybe it's wide open for you. You choose how secure the boundary is for you. You open the door and walk inside. And within this beautiful building, you find the manifestation of your own boundary. In this particular situation, playing itself out in every detail. You respect your boundary. Your boundary is maintained for you. You experience how you can live your life with your boundaries intact as you respect them, without anybody else being involved, for they are on the outside of your building. You are the one who creates and guards your boundary. Take a minute to enter the small building, walk all around, and experience in your imagination all the aspects of what it will be like to live your life with this boundary, respected by you, intact and in place, even if others may not be respecting it. Now imagine that there is maybe one or more people who don't respect your boundary the way that you do. And they may try to chip away at your boundary. They may try to break down your boundary, invalidate your boundary. They feel entitled to do as they please with your boundaries. Prepare yourself in your mind. You have responsibility to protecting your own boundaries. No one is entitled to break down your boundaries in your life. Take a minute to think to yourself and to allow there to arise within you a knowledge, a respect, and an understanding of how to maintain your boundaries in the face of invalidation, entitlement, and manipulation. There may be some people in your life who will never respect your own boundaries. And there may be some who will respond to your newfound respect for your boundaries with their own respect. Take a minute to imagine that you are lucky and that your own respect for your boundaries influences those in your life to respect your boundaries. Take a minute to imagine what your life looks like when those around you are respecting your boundaries. As water reflects a face to a face, so whatever is in one person's heart is reflected to another's. When you truly and deeply respect your own boundaries, you are sending a very strong message to yourself and to those around you. Some may be able to absorb that new message and make it a part of their reality. Some may never be able to do that, but that doesn't have to affect you. Your respecting your own boundaries empowers you to stand up for your boundaries, to treat them as the important priority that they are in your life. It enables you to enjoy this space within the home, within the building of your boundaries. Just imagine what it will be like to live a life where your boundaries are respected by you. And from the building of your boundaries, there is a transmission going out to everybody around. This boundary is fixed in place. This boundary protects me. This boundary is mine, and only I decide what happens with this boundary. It feels so good. It feels empowered. It feels strong. You respect yourself and those around you, even those who don't know how to respect in return. And when you're ready, knowing you can come back whenever you want. You leave the building of your boundaries, coming back to the room you're in and where you're resting now. And when you're ready, you open your eyes and feel that your boundaries are your own to respect.